It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Penix in the pistol on 2nd and 5. Tampa showing 4 on the line and 6 in the box. In motion comes Washington. Penix a play fake. Looks. Michael from the pocket. Back near side. Here's Robinson. He'll get the first down. 40. 35. 30. Bijan 25. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown Atlanta. Oh boy. Third snap is a 50-yard pass. And Bijan Robinson houses it.
I mean, that had to feel incredible for Bijan Robinson, given that we talked so much and he talked so much about that being something that he tried to focus on this offseason.
Well, first play of the game, he caught a slant.
He caught a slant first play of the game, which was awesome. Yeah. It was like, oh, wow, that was like a wide receiver route. Great hands. And then Penix zipped another one in there. I don't remember who, Ray maybe on that first drive. I don't remember who that second completion was to. And then that one, just a little dump off to Bijan. We talked about it all training camp. Easy. Was like, he can turn he's a home run hitter.
Yep.
He could turn those into anything. And to make first guy miss, nobody even got close to
it. That was the crazy thing. I mean, I was like, run, go. Oh,
where are they?
Where is everybody? The defense?
Yeah. So to take that to the house, pretty cool way to start the season.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great great read by Michael, because there was nothing else but Bijan. And I think he did a really good job of that yesterday. And as I was talking about Kyle Pitts, how they didn't allow Kyle's protect then getting the route to be just an inactive route. You know, he was able to do some things off of that. But, yeah, that was a big-time play by him. I mean, it's very rarely are you going to tackle Bijan in open field one-on-one. And it's so funny how he runs, because he has, like, this lean. And first of all, he carries the ball so damn low that worries me. But yeah, that's neither here nor there. But he does this little lean when he's in open field, because they ran a stretch play. They called it back for holding. But just – how he, like, when you run those plays, Mark, there's like a landmark. And when he hits his landmark on those stretch runs, it's amazing how he just runs it and it's just a curve. And he just gets upfield, man. I mean, that's a special trait that he has. But, yeah, I mean, that was a big-time play. It was an easy completion. And then see what happens when you get number 7 the ball early.
Yep.
So he can make somebody miss and make some things happen. Just a hell of an all-pro type play by your running back.
Yeah, he was a leading receiver. I mean, obviously, that was 50 yards right there, so that helps. But he had 6 catches for 100 yards, which was the good. Bad was the run game, man. Yeah, and they had Algier involved a lot early, too. That first couple drives, Algier got as many carries as Bijan did.
I think they ended with the same, didn't he?
Bijan had 12, and Tyler had 10.
Okay.
They both ended with 24 yards. Penix was the leader in terms of yards per carry average, and obviously had the 2 biggest runs of the game at the end and to get him in the end zone.
Yeah, if you don't scramble, Kyle's sitting right there. He just threw that little flick to Kyle right because Kyle's standing right in front of him. But, I mean, just a hell of a job by Michael Andy with the body control, being able to put on the touchdown. Then on the 4th down play, just body control and ability to stretch out.
It looked so much like that touchdown that he scored at Indiana
against
all
Penn
those
State.
Years ago against Penn State.
State. Yeah.
Just dove for the pylon, and they reviewed it for 20 minutes, and they finally called it a touchdown. And look, both of those looked a lot like that. Here's Raheem Morris talking about Penix afterwards.
Yeah, particularly at the end. No matter what the situation was, he was ready. He was willing to go out there and battle for us. He did a great job at the end, scrambling to get a touchdown, did a great job at the end, putting us in position to kick a field goal to put that thing in overtime. Did a great job putting us in position to try to and possibly win it. I couldn't be more proud of the young quarterback.
He had a couple more yards on the one slide when because now it starts where your slide is. I thought he had a couple more yards.
I think so too.
I thought he had a couple more before.
But
and he knew that too.
I like the get down before you get clocked, just in case.
Yeah.
Because there was some quarterbacks both in college and pro over the weekend where it's like, guys,
all right now,
live to play another down.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. But I thought the young quarterback really. I thought he played well. Again, missed some throws. Probably missed some open receivers now and then. But I just thought the moment wasn't too big for him. 59 seconds, 2 timeouts. I got to get my team into it for a field goal.
Yep.
Just masterful.
Ripped some throws that were receptions.
Yes.
Obviously, the pass to Hodge that Hedy gets his head around. Maybe that's a touchdown.
No, maybe. That's a touchdown.
The pass to Casey Washington was was, I mean, that's a great play by Antoine Winfield.
Dude, that's why
he's, but that was that close to winning the game.
That's why he is one of the best players in the league at his position.
Great play.
Because he does stuff like that, like his damn daddy. But, I mean, just an unbelievable play by him. Because Casey, I mean, it's there.
He's there.
It's right there.
He's there.
It's right there. And there was nobody behind. Mm-hmm. There was nobody behind.
So right. He catches that turn. Yeah, he walks into the end zone.
He walks in the end zone, man. It's a great play. I mean, they get paid, too. You know, but I thought, you know, we talked. You want to talk about different things that we talked about on Friday as far as keys. They let Baker start. I mean, they did a great job because I was like, Caden, it was him and Caden. It was on third down. I was like, okay, you cannot let Baker shake you. And Caden did a great job tackling him, getting him on the ground. Great job in the open field. But then there was nobody there of those last couple scrambles that he had. And when he's moving like that and when he's bouncing, those two touchdown passes to Ibuka were just money.
Yeah, they're dimes. I mean, they're especially that second one. I mean, just an absolute – laser beam, and we talked about Ibuka. He's been getting rave reviews all camp. Yep. I mean, everybody saw him play as the leading receiver in the history of Ohio State.
Which is
so
crazy,
pretty good.
Because they got some stud. Mark Harrison Jr. played really good yesterday too.
He played really
good. But then you think about it: no pressure on a quarterback when you need a pressure.
Yep.
And they had three replacements that didn't play the position that they were supposed to play.
Wirfs obviously didn't play. We knew he wasn't going to play. So they had last year's center playing left tackle.
Yes,
they had the backup left guard playing center.
Yes.
And they had a rookie playing left guard.
Yes.
And you didn't get any sacks from your pass rushers.
From your pass rush. I know they got this one sack of a half a sack between Diablo and Watson.
Uh-huh.
So they got the half a sack, whatever. But yeah, there was no sacks from your guys. You know, and they were there. They were close. They were close, but that closest on what is it? Horseshoes and hand grenades?
Uh-huh.
And something like that?
Or horse grenades.
Same difference.
That's what my coworker used to say.
Same difference.
Close only counts in horse grenades.
Yeah, but
I think if you throw a grenade close to a horse, it probably works.
So that's going to have to continue to get better, man. It's going to continue to have to get better. I'm trying to pull up the game log right real quick.
What do you want to know?
Because I was looking at time possession. Line of one time possessions. Mm-hmm. Both of them had 10 drives.
No turnovers.
Nope. I mean, you think about them, they did over have 100 yards rushing combined. Mm-hmm. Talking about the Bucks. Time of possession was way in Atlanta's favor.
Uh-huh.
And so
they won it by 10 minutes.
They won it by 10 minutes. And so
a big part of that was that drive they go on in the fourth quarter.
I gained about 100 yards.
Yeah, man. The recipe was there.
Yep.
The football game.
Fourth down, Atlanta was 3-for-4, but 50% on third down. 7-14. Another
frustrating part, and we'll get back to the bad in about 10 minutes, and Koo missing the kick and all that. This is now three straight games going back to last year where Penix does enough in the fourth quarter to get the lead or the tie, and then either clock management or defense or kicker or whatever lets it down and they lose the game.
Yeah, man.
Like, you're in positions to win the games, and then you're not making the plays.
Yeah, man. I mean, the kid, we know how much he played a whole lot of college ball, so he ain't no young player, but he's a young player quarterback. This was the best start he's had of his four. Mm-hmm. This is the best start he's had of his four, mainly because it was more – It seemed like he evolved a lot in this offense this offseason. It seemed like Zach wasn't just looking for the big play the whole time because he does have that big arm. It was option routes. It was in breaking routes. It was the check down, like you said. It was so many different layers of his game that came from last year to this year. And you know, he's just gonna keep developing those things. Now you're like, okay, when does Moody come back? He was inactive for the game. How bad is Drake's shoulder?
That's a big deal.
They said shoulder sprain, said day-to-day. So, I mean, that's a big deal when you talk about a big physical guy with a shoulder problem. You know, because one thing, Drake, he catches the ball, but he gets in there and they're doing that dirty work too.
Loves to block.
And so that's a real big concern if you're talking about that.
We'll get back into some of that and obviously what happened at the end in about 10 minutes. Get you caught up on some of the other things that went down over the weekend. A lot of lopsided finals in college football.
Yeah, man.
70-0 Ohio State. 69-3 Oregon beat Oklahoma State.
That was personal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was personal by Dan.
Yeah, man.
He did not have to
beat. And it could have been way worse.
Yes.
It could have been way worse. Yeah. They took their foot off the gas pedal in the second half. Georgia wins 28-6. There was a long rain delay in that game.
This game started an hour early.
Weird game.
Just a weird, weird game.
Yeah.
You know, that I was like, okay. Let's just get up out of here. But you have another injuries. That offensive line is not what it needs to be.
And they're hurt.
And they're hurt.
They're already all hurt.
Yes. And that's the big thing. You lost the young tight end. Gruesome looking injury. Speedy recovery for that young man. But, yeah, just overall, offensively. I thought Gunner was not locked in, man. I just didn't think he was.
Looked sloppy.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hopefully,
they better get ready. To go,
hopefully, they
go,
clean all that
they
up.
They're going to go to Rocket Top.
Yeah, they got to play Tennessee on Saturday.
Go to Rocket Top.
Clemson was down six. They were also that storm just kind of went through
and
made every game weird.
It was
every game that was in the path of that storm got weird. Clemson was down 16-0 to Troy. They got it together and ended up winning 27-16.
When I looked at that score, I was like, "Hold on,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
yeah, man." And Klubnik is not. I don't know if it's him or if it's the offense, whatever it is, but he's not who I thought he was going to be to start the season with those first two games, man, because something broken up. I don't want to say it's broken, but something ain't clicking right now.
Agreed. Yeah. Georgia Tech was kind of in a little bit of a back and forth with Gardner Webb early. They ended up blowing him out 59-12. Now they've got Clemson this weekend. Yes. So I don't know. Is it good that Clemson's coming in a little wobbly? Is it bad? Maybe they're going to be more focused.
About the game about Georgia Tech was Haynes King didn't take a lot of hits. Mm-hmm. You know, now he's going to take a lot of hits because they're going to need all of Haynes King this weekend against Clemson.
Biggest story of the weekend, though, Florida.
Oh, my God.
Loses at home.
What in the heezy hell was going on?
Credit to South Florida. Couple nice wins early.
We talked about them early this week.
Well,
man.
You were raving about their coach before they even beat Boise State. Saying. That guy's going to get a job.
Yeah,
I mean, he has a job, but you know what I mean.
Okay, Jordan 99 the game and Bud Light for the Falcons and Vikings Sunday night watch party this Sunday, 8:00 at Hobnob Neighborhood Tavern over in Atlantic City. Watch the Falcons battle the Vikings with my man Chris Turtle Thomas, Freddie the Falcon, and the Falcons cheer team compete in Bud Light football toss competition. Win all inclusive trip to Vegas. Whenever you're going in.
We went to Vegas.
With Falcon tickets, autograph, football items, and of course, great specials on Bud Light. That's the Falcons and Vikings watch party Sunday, September.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before that, Hobnob, Atlanta Station, Busby 21. Please drink responsibly.
They got some stuff to clean up before that one.
Yeah, dog.
Minnesota plays tonight, so we'll get a chance to look at them too. But, we'll come back and talk more about what happened with the Falcons yesterday, specifically at the end with the kicker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.